Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 1043 The Fan. We are going to go right to the phones, and joining us from Horsetooth Reservoir and Carter and the whole Larimer County Parks, I guess, is Mark Coughlin. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just had a question. I don't know if you know the answer, but I think I do. Somebody called not about one of your parks, but about Jackson Lake and whether it's been stocked with trout. And I would have to go to the stocking report, and I don't know offhand when it was stocked, but they do stock Jackson Lake with trout, and I would assume that they would have stocked it already because they like to stock that one early in the spring. But if you go to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website, it tells you what's been stocked. They want you to know and how recently they've been stocked. I don't know. It's not one of your lakes, so you probably wouldn't have any insight into that, Mark. But
you know, I really don't. I have not heard their stocking reports lately. Parks and Wildlife does a pretty good job about with their social media as well. I saw stalking, I think it was up at 11 Mile last week. They had a cool video on how they do that. So I won't be surprised if that did get stalked.
Yeah, and I would just go check the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. If you can't find it, send me a message on my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, and I will get the information for you. Let's talk about Larimer County, though, Mark. And with everything that's going on, we've been talking the whole show, what's open, what's not open. They closed Rocky Mountain National Park. Colorado State Parks right now is, for the most part, business as usual, although they've got some facilities that are closed. What's the situation in Larimer County?
You know, our intent is to keep everything open because, you know, people really need a place to go right now to get outside, enjoy the outdoors. So we're working really hard to keep our facilities open. You know, we've had just some minor changes besides the local muddy trails and that type of thing. We've had very little changes. You know, we have a couple of cabins up at Horsetooth Reservoir. We only have seven of them. We've closed those down for about a month and a half right now, just because we just don't feel comfortable with our disinfecting techniques to kind of keep up with the requirements right now. So it's in a kind of abundance of caution here that we close those cabins down. But besides that, everything else remains open. Our visitor centers remain open. Our trails remain open. Our campgrounds remain open. We're going to open up for boating on April 1st. So we're working really hard to get that underway. So really, we haven't made a lot of changes. Really, that's the message we want to get out today, is that as of now, we have not closed really any of our facilities.
Well, let's talk about what's available right now at the different bodies of water that you guys manage. Horsetooth and Carter, shore fishing available right now?
There are in Horsetooth Reservoir last week. The smallmouth bass fishing in some places have been pretty good. I know the trout fishing down at Carter Lake is going to start turning on. Pinewood Reservoir as well. Pinewood, all of our reservoirs now are ice-free. Which they weren't about a week and a half ago. So it's we have accessibility for any shore fishing on all of our reservoirs right now.
And this is a great time to fish from shore because a lot of species, not only trout, but even the warm water species, are moving shallow to feed. The water's a little warmer by shore. The bait fish are shallow. And there's a lot of opportunities. And shore fishing presents the ultimate in social separation because, as we've been saying all day on the show, if you get too close to somebody who's shore fishing, you got more problems than fishing. So,
yeah, exactly. Whether it be in a boat or from shore, yeah, you want to keep your distance anyways. You know, you're right. You know, we're seeing a lot more movement in the fish right now. Our reservoirs are a little bit higher than the typical Front Range reservoirs, so we kind of come in a little bit slower. But I know Boy Lake is fishing pretty well. I know some guys have had some pretty good success last weekend on Boy Lake with a largemouth bass. So the fish are starting to move in some of the reservoirs right now.
Now, you anticipate an April 1st opening. Now, I mean, there's so much that could change. It's almost daily. And you don't anticipate, are you anticipating any protocol changes with your inspectors?
You know, Parks and Wildlife has done a really good job in this whole last couple of weeks, making sure they get the training out. The state's limited to how many people they can have in a training, which really kind of affects getting our A&S supervisors and their A&S employees up and trained, especially our new employees. So they've done a really good job having trained up and available online. So we had a pretty good meeting with a statewide meeting yesterday, phone meeting to talk about this process and what's going to occur. And like I said, the state's done a really good job. So we should not, by, you know, by and large, you know, without having any mandate by the governor to close things down. We'll be open April 1st for boating.
Now, what about your camping? You're open there. Is it all online reservations? Is it some first come, first serve? Tell people about the camping availability.
I think like anywhere in the country right now, you're always better off making a reservation because our parks are so busy. You know, you can walk in the same day and get to our visitor center and get a camp spot if one is available. If one's available, you can. But our camping's wide open right now. We're not obviously not at capacity this time of year. But, you know, 2-3 weeks from now, we highly recommend making a reservation because we will start getting to be full, especially when the weather warms up, which it should this week, nice weekends. Our parks will be extremely busy.
So if people are looking to get reservations for camping, is there a way they go online, and how far in advance can you make them?
You know, just go to our website, larimer.org/natural resources, and that'll lead you to our reservation page. You know, we have a 180-day rolling, so 6 months out, you can make reservations for our parks. So 6 months from now, exactly out, you can start making a reservation, which right now is through almost into the fall right now. So you can make reservations for the entire summer.
All right. And can you pay right there, too, so you can just drive up or when you make the reservation, or do you have to pay when you get there?
So you pay at the point of sale, when you make that reservation is when you pay for it.
All right. And then parks passes, can you buy those online, or do you have to come to the park?
You can't buy an annual pass online. You cannot buy dailies. Dailies you could buy in the park because we have automated pay stations. Just swipe a credit card and gives you your day pass. And you can stop by our visitor centers and buy an annual pass as well.
All right. Any last comments, Mark, before we let you go on? I'm going to follow. I know you'll let me know if it changes. I'll post it on my Facebook page, and I'm sure you'll post it on your social media and webpage too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Follow us on social media, Larimer County Department of Natural Resources. Go to our website. We'll have the standard closures for, you know, muddy trails, things like that. So make sure you're well. You know, you check on that before you come up. But our parks and open spaces are open. Our intent is to keep them open. So unless something drastic changes, that'll be our intent.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And when you get ready to open the boat ramps, they'll get you back on because there's a lot of fishermen who want to get out on those two lakes. You got some pretty good fishing there.
Yeah, sounds good, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Mark. We'll be talking to you again very soon. Mark Coughlin from Larimer County Parks, you know, Horsetooth, Carter. You know, they're great fisheries. They fish a little different than the other lakes. They come online a little later, and the fish react because of the forage and the depths are a little different than some of the other lakes. And we'll try to guide you through that. We'll get some of the guys like Ronnie and Chad and stuff on, and we'll talk a little more about fishing those lakes because they're great opportunities. And we're just going to have we're going to keep you appraised of everything. But as I've been saying during the whole show, first off, we're going to monitor all this, and we get special press releases and things being in the media. And as soon as we know anything, we will put it on our Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. We'll also give updates if we get some fishing reports that are good. If I get out on the water myself, we'll put that up there. We'll talk about any information we think is pertinent. We'll keep some of the podcasts, we'll link to them up there. And we'll also link to our social media up there and our YouTube channel, which has a lot of great fishing information on it, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. We're going to take a timeout. We come back, the folks from Colorado Clays are going to join us right here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.